Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to another service here at the Unity Center of Light, coming from our home to your home. Looking forward to sharing some new, interesting ideas with you today. So we will get started right away with Pamela.
Thanks. Good morning, and welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm Unity Center of Light's mission and foundation statements. Let's affirm the mission statement together. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. We will now have our daily word reading for today, Sunday, August the 30th. The key word is light, and the affirmation is, the light of God surrounds me. Does that sound familiar to you? The light of God surrounds me. When darkness casts shadows in my life or in the life of someone that I care about, I call upon the divine light that lives within me and expresses as me. God illuminates my mind, brightens my soul, and warms my heart. Even during life's darkest moments, the light of God is always shining within me, just as it shines within all people. Basking in this light, I find the strength and power to lift myself up. Through acts of service and loving kindness, I can be the light that helps guide others through any darkness they may be facing. Every smile, kind word, thoughtful deed, or offer of help has the potential to brighten someone's day. And the scripture is Psalm 112:4. They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous. Now we'll have the message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So I'm going to try something a little different today. The first part of this is almost going to be like a class, and I'm going to be sharing some ideas that I have alluded to in some of the meetings we've had, but it's something that's been on my mind that I wanted to share at a deeper level, and it's looking at prayer from a deeper perspective, mixing Christian religious thought processes, right? So hopefully I can get through this. Really something I should be doing in a class, but, you know, since we're not having a class right now, I'm gonna take a shot at doing it in this service. So there'll be several slides back-to-back that I'm going to introduce you to. So the concept here is, you heard me talk about, I've been listening to this Catholic bishop, who, again, is very, very Catholic, but he shares some ideas that are just very powerful, I think. And so I'm sort of mixing his ideas with my own, or Unity's, not my own, but Unity's thought process. And what he was sharing was this concept of what they call a Trinitarian prayer. So, you know, we talk about prayer, but, you know, prayer can be a Buddhist prayer, a Hindu prayer, prayer can be in many different traditions, and if you've been around with us for a long, long time, we used to bring in the 12 top religions, and then they would each pray in their own tradition. So there's many ways of praying, but basically Christians typically pray in what they call a Trinitarian prayer. Right. So conceptually, what this Catholic bishop was explaining is that when they do that sign, and let me just switch back for a minute. When they do that sign, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, okay? So I want to kind of talk about what that means from our perspective. So what he was explaining is that the Son moved from the Father into our mind and heart, into the minds and heart of humanity. So we have within us a Son. And also, please forgive me for the language of Father and Son. The Catholic bishop also mentioned ministers, priests, even priests who try to get away from that, so they'll use God and Christ. But just for the purpose of this explanation, let's look at this as a metaphor. So the Son, you know, came from the Father into our minds and hearts. So we have the Son, we have the Christ within us. And we've always, that's what we teach, that the Christ is within us. But what he was explaining is that when the reason why the Son moved from the Father into the Christ is to make a space for, let me just get a pointer here. I should have, this space right in here, he said that when the Father moved, the Son moved from the Father, he created this space, a larger space for the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we have always said when we talk about mind, idea, expression, or I am conscious, I am expressed, we always said it's the Holy Spirit that's really working in our lives. Yes, we pray to God or the Father, and in this case, now you're understanding, wrapped in the arms of the Son, or the Christ, if that feels better. But that space in here is where the Holy Spirit is, and that is where we really are doing our prayers. We're doing our prayers in the space of the Holy Spirit. So over here, what that came to me was, if I just go back to myself for a minute, is that Father is actually what we would call the third eye, okay? And Son, right here, this you can't see me, but I've got my finger right here in the what they call the heart chakra. Now, I've watched many different priests do this. Some of them went down to the belly, but many of them stop right here and would explain that they're stopping at the heart. So what we would call that is the heart chakra, okay? So what is happening here is you're going from the third eye to your heart chakra. In that process, you're creating this space. All right, and that space is the space in which we are praying. That space is the space of the Holy Spirit. Now, go to the next one for me. Okay, so if we look at this next one, what is happening here is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right here where the Holy Spirit is. Let me see if I can move that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go back for me. Yeah, it's not going to let me do it, I think, here. Right where that Holy Spirit space is, that's a very small space you can see. This point here, where the Father, God, I Am, is meeting Son, Christ, I Am, or really is meeting that which is within us, what I'm calling the realm of the ego, that space right there, mystics would call the pituitary gland, which we call the third eye, okay? So the key here is how do we broaden that space. And that's what this talk is about. I'm sorry, the subname of the talk is Broadening the Space for the Holy Spirit. How can we create a larger space for the Holy Spirit? All right. Now, this realm of the ego, notice that's kind of in heavy bold, and the kingdom of God is sort of faded. The reason for that is when we start out praying down here, what's more foremost in our minds is the realm of the ego. We have a very dim understanding of the kingdom of God at this point here, where we have a very small space for the whole of the Holy Spirit, where we can do our prayers. Now, this little cute thing right here, what made me use that image is because if you look at that little face, sometimes that's how we are when we're praying. God, please help me. All right. But what the priest was explaining, what these hearts mean, is that the more time we spend in prayer asking God for what it is we need, we don't get it right away until our heart becomes big enough to accept it. Now, let me say that again. We're praying down here for that which we want, kind of in the realm of the ego. The Father does not, or God does not answer that prayer until our heart becomes big enough to receive it. That's why I got all these little hearts here. That's kind of the process we go through. And the priest was saying that if God gave us what we wanted right off the bat, you ask, you get, then we would go, oh, yeah, thanks, and go on about our business, all right, because it was that easy. It's typically the work that we do, and you'll understand this more in a minute, in the realm of the Holy Spirit is more the work that we do that builds our heart to the point where it is large enough to accept that which the Holy Spirit or God is willing to give us. Okay, so go to the next one. So in the next one, notice what's happening. Now, I can't move this. Hit escape for me for a minute. Let me just see something. Let me see if I can move that. Nope. Okay, I can't move that the way I want to. Let me just do this. You see how that's overlapping? Okay, that overlapping is what's happening, is that the more time you spend in prayer, the more you begin to overlap from, you're breaking through that ego ceiling. You're breaking through the ego ceiling. Let me just move that down again. You're breaking through the ego ceiling, and you're getting to the point, I can't grab any of these. Okay, here we go. So you're breaking through the ego ceiling, and you're now actually entering into God consciousness. You're not sort of feeling like you're outside praying. You're now feeling more like you're inside praying. And what is happening is that this space for the Holy Spirit is now becoming much larger. All right? So that's sort of the key that we're working with. All right. No, not yet. Okay. Now, this little cute fella here, what that made me think of, you know, Jesus said you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you become like a child. This image made me think of the adults. They're working hard to get out of their own heads, and this little child is already ready to step into that next higher level. All right. That's sort of, and it's sort of like the book, The Peaceful Warrior, where they brought home a new baby, and they had like a five-year-old, I guess, at home already. And the five-year-old kept asking, could he spend some alone time with the baby? And they didn't understand why, but finally they let him do it. And they stood outside the door and listened. And he went over to the baby and said, please remind me of God, because I'm beginning to forget. Okay. So that's sort of the idea of what this picture is doing here. Notice here that the realm of the ego is beginning to fade, and the kingdom of God is starting to increase. Okay. So this, if you can see this here, is where we as the one praying are completely within. We have entered into the kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God. We've entered into that space. These are advanced prayers. These are people who spend a lot of time in prayer, all right? And you notice what's happening. The space for the Holy Spirit has become much greater, has become much larger. So now you have broadened the space of the Holy Spirit in which you pray, which increases your connection to Spirit, and it also increases the abundance that pours into your life. Again, I showed children up here because, again, that consciousness, again, unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, meaning unless you give up all of that adult baggage that you've been carrying around, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. These folks down here are earnestly praying. They're earnest prayers, just like us, except they are at the point where they're trying to also make this breakthrough. Okay. This next one here, I'm not even going to talk about now because this is very advanced. You can see that this is the Star of David. This is a very advanced prayer. Now, I showed Gandhi, of course. Barack Obama, according to Cryon, is a very old soul, and his soul is full of love. He came here to bring love. That's why I'm showing his picture. And these folks here, these are just folks, all right? But folks can, you know, you don't have to be a Gandhi, all right? Folks can reach this point where they have completely meshed themselves in with God. And this is what Jesus was talking about when he says, the Father and I are one, okay? So anyway, I hope that made some kind of sense. That's one of those things where, you know, when we have in the Zoom session right after this, you can say, all right, Butch, that didn't make any sense to me at all. Would you please explain that? Or you can go back over this and listen, you know, several times and try to get a real sense of what that's talking about. So again, you know, the title of this prayer, of course, is the idea of the prayer that we've been doing. But what was it? Prayer, let's get to it. But we're also talking about the concept here, broadening the space for the Holy Spirit, okay? And so often in life, you know, I believe that many of us find ourselves waiting until we have the perfect answer to our prayer before we move forward, you know? But the toughest part of receiving an answer to our prayer is broadening the space that the Holy Spirit has to do its work within us. And to broaden this space, We must become willing to let go of where we are presently in our mind, body, spirit, before we can be guided to the next logical step in our spiritual awakening. All right. So now in the daily reading for the book of the book, My Utmost for His Highest, it explains this. All right. It says, if you yourself do not cut the lines that tie you to the dock, God will have to use a storm to sever them and send you out to sea. But everything in your life, put everything in your life afloat upon God. Go out to sea on the great swelling tide of his purpose, and your eyes will be open. If you believe in the Christ within you, you are not to spend all your time in the calm waters just inside the harbor, always tied to the dock. You have to get out past the harbor into the great depths of God and begin to know things for yourself. Okay? And that will help you to begin to have spiritual discernment. All right. So the key of that's what we're talking about here, this idea of broadening that space. When the space of the Holy Spirit within you is very narrow from lack of prayer practice, you are afraid to step out from where you are. Now, step out doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go out and get a new job or, you know, whatever. It's more of stepping out of those things, those fears within us that keep us from becoming all that we are, you know, here gifted to be, all right? And it takes a lot of courage to put everything in your life afloat in God. And as the reading said, you must be willing to go out to sea on the great swelling tide of his purpose, and your eyes will be open. This means if you do not have the courage and faith to step out of the comfort of where you are now and into the great challenge of a new possibility, your spiritual eyes will never be open, okay? So the spiritual eyes being open is when you begin to see things that you have not seen before, or begin to understand things you've seen and did not understand them, okay? So that's the key, is that a lot of times things are happening in our lives and we just don't understand what's going on. Spiritual awakening is when you're able to see the purpose of what's happening in your life or what's happening in the world. Okay, especially with today, with all that is happening, it's like nonstop, and there's nobody who is exempt from all the things that are going on in the world right now. Okay, so having your spiritual eyes open is beginning to understand some of the dynamics of what's unfolding. And you know, in the space for the Holy Spirit to work in your life will not be broadened if you are, you know, if you keep yourself stuck in where you are, in your thinking, in your emotional state right now. So just think how in these uncertain times, so many of us are not allowing ourselves to move from where we are psychologically and emotionally because we fear the unknown, okay? So stepping outside of yourself, so to speak, can be scary because we know how to protect ourselves in our present state of being, our present way of life, or should I say, our previous way of life, all right? We knew how to protect ourselves then. Protect ourselves meaning protecting the lifestyle and the way we have been living, okay? And we're seeing that has somewhat gone away. But many of us are still tied to the dock. In other words, we're not letting ourselves to go out, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to go out to see what are the possibilities that can come from all of us are going through right now. So, but in the meantime, the infinite potential of the universe is calling, letting us know that there is something more, something closer to fulfilling the dreams that we hadn't even dreamed of yet. And that's the key, is that there are things that the Holy Spirit has for us that we have not even dreamed of yet. So we are not even asking for them because we have no idea that potential exists for us. But to experience this something more that I'm talking about, we must have the courage to cut the lines that tie us to the dock and be willing to go out to sea on the great swelling tide. You know, as the Daily Word says, if you believe in the Christ, you are not to spend all your time in calm waters just inside the harbor. Comfortable, safe, but always tied to the dock. You have to get out past the harbor into the great depth of God, where you can develop the spiritual discernment to know things for yourself, okay? And what that means is, you know, we become confused and we're asking God to please help us. But what this is saying is that when you broaden that space for the Holy Spirit within you, that space between Father, Son, or, you know, God, Christ, or I am and I am conscious, whichever one you feel comfortable with, when you broaden that space, discernment comes to you. In other words, you don't even have to ask, please God, help me to understand what's going on. It just comes to you. You develop spiritual discernment to know things for yourself. So the question you may be contemplating is, how do I know when it is safe, when it is right to step out in faith? All right, and that's a good question. But the answer to that question is, it is never safe and it is never right if the step you take is not done in prayer, asking God to guide your way. All right. Now, that's, you know, a pretty bold statement, because each of us have taken steps where we did not pray, asking God to guide our way, and things worked out okay. Okay. But what is interesting is that life is like a great chess game. And for every move we make, there's an infinite number of possibilities that can occur. Now, we usually only know the move in front of us, and that's okay. But anyone who plays chess knows that the great chess masters can predict what moves will be made 7 moves out. Okay? So how many of you have played chess against a computer where the computer announces to you, you will be beaten in 4 moves, all right? And for the life of you, you cannot figure out, you know, what the moves are or how to avoid or counter them. You sometimes even believe that the next move you make is a good one, providing you with false hope that you will reverse the prediction of doom the computer has just given you, okay? However, the computer in this case is the all-knowing mind that knows what the next several moves will be, but it is working against you. Living by prayer is putting the all-knowing mind that God is at work for you, all right? God knows what the next several moves can be. Now, notice I said the next several moves can be. The reason why I said that is because there's an infinite number of possibilities we can take, okay? But God knows what the next several moves can be if you're operating from a prayerful consciousness. So even though we may not know, you know, it's okay because God knows. Simply put, living by prayer connects you to the all-knowing mind that God is. But living by prayer implies a prayerful mind that is always in contact with God, always asking, even when you are sure that you know. Okay? So living the prayerful life assures that when you step out in faith, when you decide to cut the lines that are keeping you in the calm waters, just inside the harbor of an existence that you've known but that you also now know that you've outgrown. Okay, do you get what I'm saying? So many of us are tied in the harbor to an existence that we have outgrown, but it is one that we know, and so we are fearful of stepping out from that, even though we've outgrown it. Okay, but you can feel assured that the Holy Spirit will guide you, because you have done the work, listen to me, you have done the prayer work to broaden the space that the Holy Spirit can do its perfect work in, okay? So in the book, The Prayer of Jabez, is that correct? She was correcting me on that, how to say that. The Prayer of Jabez, it explains the simple but profound prayer of Jabez. The Prayer of Jabez is a simple lesson in how to broaden the space within you for the Holy Spirit to work. This simple prayer states this. In Jabez, called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you may bless me indeed. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." Now listen to that part. "You would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." That goes right in hand with what we're talking about here, about broadening the space for the Holy Spirit. "That you may bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Now, the basic essence of this prayer is capitalized in Jabez's earnest desire to be more and do more for God. His prayer was an earnest request for God to help him live his life in a way that all he did, everything in his life, would be glorifying God. Okay, so I hope you can grasp the power of that. So no matter what you do in life, you want to be glorifying God, okay? So Jabez was exclaiming his intention towards God. So he wasn't just asking God for something. He was asking God to give his intention was so that he could live a life that glorifies God. So your intention has everything to do with the success of your prayer. Your intention has everything to do with the success of your prayer. And this prayer is clearly asking God to broaden the space, the territory within us for the Holy Spirit to do its work to manifest the answers to our prayer. The broader the space, the greater your ability to perceive the guidance and the answers you're asking for in prayer. So you ask, well, how do I know that it is the Holy Spirit's guidance that I'm receiving? You know, another good question. The answer is simple. It is the discernment you develop from a long, intense, dedicated relationship with God. Okay? You will discern God's will when you interact with God long enough and continuously enough to know the difference between His will, all right, and your own ego. And the secret to accelerating this process is to keep the prayer, this particular prayer in your mind at all times. Keep this prayer in your mind at all times. Not my will, say it with me, but thine be done. Okay? And every time you proclaim that prayer, you broaden the space for the Holy Spirit. The first line of the prayer, prayer of Jabez, is, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Let me say it again. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. In the Hebrew, adding the word indeed to the end of a sentence is like adding several exclamation points. It's a strong request for a personal blessing. But it's important to realize that when you pray, oh God, oh Lord God, bless me indeed, you're asking for your blessings, but knowing that God knows what's best in terms of what blessings you should be getting in comparison to where you are. Let me say that again. So when you ask that with that strong intention, you need to know that God knows what's best, what blessings are best for you in comparison to where you are, okay? However, it's important to note that you do not use this Jabez prayer to ask for something you would probably just do for yourself, okay? This is a prayer of faith in which you know in your heart that God has blessings for you that are beyond your present knowledge of what is possible for you, okay? So I can't even think of a simple example like, God help me to know what I should eat for dinner. All right, you need to just figure that out for yourself. All right, this is where you're asking God for blessings that are beyond your present knowledge of what is possible for you, okay? So as the author put it, when you ask for God's blessings, you're not asking for more of what you can get for yourself. When you pray, Lord, bless me indeed, remember that word indeed, you are asking the unified field that God is to bless you abundantly with possibilities that are beyond your present knowledge, okay? Now remember, faith is not asking for what is seen and known. Faith is asking for what is unseen and unknown. And this does not mean that you should not ask in prayer for help for the many things that are occurring in your life, especially occurring in our lives right now, okay? All the things that are going on in your life, ask for prayer for those things, because many of the things that are happening now are beyond our understanding, okay? It's just that the Jabez prayer is praying at a much higher level. It's asking God for the bounty of blessings God has for you that are not even in your realm of comprehension. So yes, continue to pray for health when you are ill, for money when your finances are low, for right employment when you're unemployed or you're unhappily employed. For peace and harmony in your relationships, for the traffic to clear up so you can get your flight on time, or whatever, okay? However, the power and the purpose of the prayer of Jabez is to elevate your prayer consciousness, your prayer life, to be open to receiving the abundance God has for you, of which you know not of. But also, being aware that the elevation and expansion of your prayer consciousness is very necessary before the prayer of Jabez requires you you're to be willing. It's requiring you to be willing, in a moment's notice to cut the tie, the line. So when you do that prayer of Jabez, you have to know that when the answers come, I got to be able to cut the lines that are holding me where I am so that I can follow the guidance the Spirit is going to show me, all right? So don't say that prayer if you're going to say, oh, yeah, no, that's too much, all right? I don't really want that right now. Say the prayer when your heart, as I showed in that first slide with the cute little baby and the hearts coming up from her or him, whichever it was. Say that prayer when your heart is big enough and your faith is big enough and you have broadened the space for the Holy Spirit within you that's big enough that you can step forward, break the ties that are holding you where you are, and move to where Spirit is showing you to go. And yes, this requires absolute faith. Which brings us to the next part of this prayer. Jabez prayed, oh, that you would enlarge my territory. This is the part of the prayer where you're asking God to enlarge your life so that you can glorify his name on a larger scale. Okay. And again, this is not meaning that you're trying to step out and become somebody famous. It's right within your own life that you're demonstrating your commitment to living a life of prayer. And especially with what's going on in the world today, there are so many people around us that need you to be a prayerful person that will help to lift their prayer consciousness. So as you're working to lift your prayer consciousness, you will automatically begin to affect the prayer consciousness of those who are around you. So that's what it means by glorifying his name on a larger scale, that you're able to be the light for the people in your life. Okay, so as the author wrote, the one who wrote the book, Jabez Prayer, he says, look at his circumstances, and God looked at his circumstances, and he concluded. He said, surely I was born for more than this. Now, that's the key. Jabez understood, surely I was born for more than this. The prayer, oh, that you would enlarge my territory, is making a decision. It is deciding that you are ready to take on more in the name of God. And it's saying to God, everything you have, everything you have, put under my care, O Lord, take it and enlarge it. Or everything I have, all right, put under your care, O Lord. Everything I have, O Lord, put it under your care and, bless it, take it, and enlarge it, okay? So enlarge my territory, it's saying enlarge all that I have going on in my life. However, God will not expand your territory beyond what you are mentally, emotionally capable of becoming. So again, right away you might say, oh, wow, yeah, let me use that prayer because this stuff I've got, I want more of it, all right? But God cannot expand your territory beyond what you are mentally, emotionally capable of becoming, okay? Anything more would not serve you because it would place you in an expanded territory that you would not be able to manage or that you would manage with great difficulty and hardship, okay? Remember, everything is ours by right of consciousness, right? So everything that's in your life right now is yours by right of your consciousness where you are right now. If you reached a point where you are done with where you are and you have the courage to move forward, that's when the prayer is most effective, okay? It is important to remember God does not give us hardship. We fall into difficulty when we act from our ego thinking, I know what to do. So this whole prayer idea is talking about, again, not my will, but thine be done. Even when you say to yourself, I know what to do, take a moment to just listen to see what you might receive. I know in my own life, even when the next step seems so obvious, I still pray, asking for guidance, and then wait patiently for the guidance that I know will come, okay? At this point in my life, it comes quickly, all right? Now remember, pray, asking, but then be silent, listening. Pray, asking, then be silent, listening, okay? And how we fall into difficulty is when we act from our ego without asking God in prayer for guidance in our next move, all right? If that next move is something that has give us a little bit of tribulation, all right? So I end with this thought. What we must understand is that as the size of the territory we ask for in prayer expands, so does our responsibility to consistently live the prayerful life in the space created by the Holy Spirit. And so it is. Amen. And now we will have meditation with Pamela.
And so now let's settle down and find that place where you're comfortable, your feet flat on the floor. And we're settling into that most important part of our day. This is a time to be still and centered and open to all Spirit has for you. Take in a deep breath and fully exhale. Take another deep breath in. Exhale, and as you do, you calm and quiet any disturbing thoughts or emotions. You are centered and poised. Any appearance of lack or chaos in your life seems distant as you feel the calm peace of your soul deep within. In this place, you hold fast to the vision of who you are. You believe in yourself, and you follow your heart. You are open to new possibilities, new beginnings. You can reach for the fulfillment of your heart's desire, having faith in yourself and allowing desire to flow and bloom in your life. You have the inner strength to not despair when things seem to go wrong. These obstacles are only twigs or branches on your path that you gently and easily remove out of your way as you continue forward. Your energy of quiet determination and faith molds any situation to a positive outcome. You take positive action towards your good, and your good multiplies. New doors of possibility open for you with each step, and you feel life supporting you each moment. And with this thought in mind, let us go into the silence without the sound of my voice. And use this time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Now, as we leave this meditation time, your vision for your highest and best is made clear. Remember that the Unity Center of Light is always here for you. And we are grateful, Holy Spirit, for new beginnings, and we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Hen. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if everybody can see, we kind of matched up a little bit.
We tried.
We tried. So this is the time we use it today, offering blessing, and we want to send out a special thanks to all of you who are sending your blessings, your offerings in on a regular basis, and it's really been rewarding to know that you're still supporting your spiritual home during these very interesting times that, boy, with the weather, the storms, the fire, the, you know, the racial unrest, the COVID-19, I mean, these are very challenging times, and it's times when we really need our prayer home, to our spiritual home, to help keep us stable as possible.
Yes.
Prayerful as possible.
And lifted.
And lifted, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're always here to keep you lifted, and so we do so much appreciate all the wonderful offerings that you're sending. So with that, let's say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right, and let's do it. You want to say that part?
Bless the path.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together.
I go forward in the spirit of the Lord. Knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful. All right. So again, thank you so much for being with us today. We hope we see you right after this session in Zoom,
yes.
Especially if you have a lot of questions about what we just went over.
Yeah.
That's a good time to have discussions. So we look forward to seeing you then. And other than that, have a wonderful day. All right.
See you later.
See you later. Mm-hmm.